Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Nachman Shor. Maseches Yoma has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Shmuley Katz, Le'ilei Nishmas Maris Hanel Abbas Reb Shraga Fleischman, and Reb Shimon Ben Reb David.
The Chasam Sofer in his Chedushim to Masechtas Avodah Zarah says, Niskasha Kol Yomav, who's been troubled his whole life, where is the source for the Chazal, Ger Shiniz Gaya Kakatan Shinoi Ladami? The Meshech Chachma in Parshas Veschanan says the source is the Gemara Yuma Daf Ayin Hey Yamed Aleph. The Gemara tells us the Darshan's the Pasuk Zacharnu Es Adaga Shadochal B'Mitzrayim Chinam, that according to one man the Yama, it's referring to the Arayas that were mutter in Mitzrayim that now became Asur after Matan Torah. And the Gemara says, even though there were many arayas that they kept in Mitzrayim, the arayas that have been noyach is muzaran, but there are other arayas that have been noyach is not muzaran, many of the Bnei Yisrael were married to. In fact, the raya to this is from the Gadol Hador, Amram himself, who was married Lododaso. And that, the Gemara says, is what the Pasuk means, Vayishma Moshe Esa'am Bochel Mishpachosav, that there were people who were crying Al Itzke Mishpachosav, and the Arayas that were mutter to them until now, that now became Asa to them. The Meshech Chachma asks, if they were all married to so many Arayas, how is it possible that the Pasuk says, Shuvu Lachem L'Alechem, which we darshan after Matan Torah means they were all permitted to go back to their wives. Those who were married to Arayas should now not be permitted to go back to their wives. El al karchach the Meshech Chachma says, since at the time of Matan Torah, the Bnei Yisrael had a din geirim, they were nichnas labris, betfila, bemila v'hazah, so the din of Gershon is Gaya Kekotin Shenoyla Dami applied, and therefore they were not related technically because of the Geris to the wives, and therefore they were allowed to stay married to their wives. And this Shuvu Lachem L'Alechem is the source for the din Gershon is Gaya Kekotin Shenoyla Dami. According to this Meshech Chachma, will have to be Madchik Eshtikl, and say that when the Gemara says, Boichel Mishpachosav, that they were crying about the Arayas that became Asa to them, they were not crying about the Arayas that became to them Asa to them personally. They were like Gerim and were permitted to stay with their wives. But they were crying for the next generation, Boichel Mishpachosa, for the next generation that would not be able to have the relationships they had. The Gur Aryeh in Parshas Vayigash learns the Gemara Boichel Mishpachosa of Kipshuto, that they were crying about the Arayas that became usher to them, that they now had to divorce the wives that they were married to. And the Gur Aryeh, in fact, asks, since they were like Gerim, and Gershon is Gaya Kekotin Shenoyla Dami, how come they had to divorce their wives? Why couldn't they stay married to their wives? The Gur Aryeh is Machadesh, that since this Geris was a Geris that they were forced L'Kabbalah, like we say, Kafar Aleim Har Kegigis, the klal of Gershon is Gaya Kekotin Shenoyla Dami won't apply. That'll only apply by a Gershon is Gaya Midaito V'cheftzo. Then he's like a Kekotin Shenoyla. But he's Mechadish. This type of Geris was sort of a quasi-Geris since they were forced into it. And therefore the din of Kotin Gershon is Gaya Kekotin Shenoyla Dami won't apply to them. And that's why they were Boichel Mishpachosav, because they takta had to divorce their wives because the Arayas became Asa to them. Reb David Cohen Shlita brings a smach, a shtickel smach to this concept that a ger that's done not completely willingly could have ramifications as far as the yichus. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Chaf Aleph Amar Aleph, tells us how was it that Amnon could have been permitted to Tamar. Amnon was the son of David, and Tamar was the daughter of David. The Gemara says Tamar was a bas yifas tayir ha'isa. Even though Tamar was a daughter of David, she was a daughter of David from a yifas tayir. This explanation could help according to Tosfos. According to Tosfos, who holds that a bia and his mutter in yifas tayir b'mulchama, before she is miskayeres, so then we could understand. Perhaps Tamar was born from the bia before her mother was miskayer, and therefore, since her mother was a guy, Tamar would not be miyuchas after David at all, and therefore we could see why Tamar would be mutter to Amnon. But if we're going to follow the shita of Rashi in Kiddushin, that there is no bia rishayna in the battlefield permitted for yifas taya. The first bia permitted is only after hageris. So even if Tamar was a daughter of yifas taya, David was only bayil har after hageris. So therefore, even if Tamar was a daughter of David from a yifas taya, she was a daughter from a miyuchas, someone who was already a geiris. And therefore, David's daughter from a Giyaris would be Aser and Amnon, who was his son from a regular wife. But Rashi in Daf Chaf Aleph in Sanhedrin has an interesting lashon. He says, Tamar was the Achais Avshalom, Bas Yifas Tayahaisa, Kaidim Shenizgaira Belev Shalom. Before the mother was Nisgaira with a Lev Shalem. It seems what Rashi is coming to tell us, that since at that point the mother of Tamar was not Nisgaira yet Belev Shalom, she still retained some of her old Yichus. There was not a complete change in her yet, and therefore Tamar had a quasi-relationship of a mother being a Gaya, and therefore technically she was not usher to Amnon. So this could be used as a smach that a geiris done without Lev Shalem doesn't have the full ramifications of a normal geiris. And that's what the Gur Aryeh means here. Since this geiris of Matan Torah was Kafa Aleim Har Kedigas, it wasn't done completely baratzon, therefore it won't have the full ramifications of a regular geiris, and the din of gershon is gaya kekatan shenoyla dami won't apply, and that's why the Bnei Yisrael who were married to the Arayas did not get this din of kekatan shenoyla dami, and they were forced to leave their wives, and that shot, according to the Guri Aryeh, Beichel and Mishpachaisav. The Gemara in Brachis, Daf Memches Amid Beis, brings the memra of Rab Nachman that Moshe was misaking Birchas Hazan at the time that the man fell for the Bnei Yisrael. Rav Yosef Engel in the Gulyoni Ashas asks, why was there a chiv of Birchas Hamazon on the man? L'chayre, there should be only a chiv of Birchas Hamazon from the Chameshes Minei Dagan. And the man was not from the Chameshes Minei Dagan. He answers that it's Tully in our Gemara here in Yuma, Daf Ayin Hay. There's a machloikis here in the Gemara. When someone wanted the man to taste like a certain food, did it actually just taste like that food? Or did its tam and mamashos change into that food? The Gulyoni Ashas says Rav Nachman was going, according to the Mandiyama, that its tam and mamashon changed into the food that the person wanted. And therefore it was shayich for the man to have not only the tam of lechem, but the mamashos of lechem. And therefore it would be just as if it was mechameshes aminam, and therefore there would be a chiv of birchas hamazon. He brings a raya to this idea from a Sifrei Medrash Talpios. where it writes there that that which Nadav and Avihu were chayiv misa for coming into the Middah Shesuya Yayin, that they actually did not drink wine. This medrash holds that just like the man was able to change into the taste of any food you wanted, the Be'er Miriam, the water of that Be'er, would change into the mashke that the person wanted. And they learned that that which Nadav Avihu Achai for Shesuya Yayin was because when they drank from the Be'er, they thought about having the taste of wine. And we must say, for them to have been Mechuyev Misa, it had to be considered like Yayin Mamish. Because even though we find the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda that you could be Mechayev Malkus for drinking something that makes you in a state of a Shtikel Shikris, even if it's not actual wine, but for the Chiyev Misa, it has to be Mamish Yayin. And therefore, since Nadav Avihu were Mechayev Misa, it must be that which they thought about the drinking from the Be'er, that it should be wine, was that it mamish got a din like wine. And therefore, the same thing, when they thought about the man, that it should taste like lechem, according to the man the Amar, that it's tam and mamashus changed into lechem, that would be a chiyiv birchas hamazon. And the Gilyonei Hashas adds, even though Tosfos in Menachos on Mem Hei Amud Beis brings a shita of Rashi, who says they never brought the shtei halechem in the midbar because they had no lechem and all they had was man. And if it's true that by thinking about the man you could change it into mamish lechem, why weren't they able to use that for the shtei halechem? So the Gilyonei Hashas answers that by the shtei halechem it is different. By the shtei halechem there are things you have to do with it before you eat it. There has to be the afiyah, the kiddush kli, and the tnufa. And since it's only going to be mishtane to lechem at the time of the achila, when the person thinks about eating it, so therefore the man will be disqualified for the shtei alechem because it would not turn into lechem at the time of the afiyah and the kiddush kli. However, as far as birchas hamazon, since someone would think about it, it's tam and mamashus, which change into lechem, so therefore that's how there could be a chiyuv birchas hamazon. Perhaps there could be another yishuv to the kasha of the Gilyonei Hashas. The kasha assumes that there could be only benching, only birchas hamazon, when we deal with the chameshis aminim. The Gemara in Brachas, Lamed Hei Amid Beis, says that chamra, wine, is sa'id. The Gemara asks, if chamra is sa'id, I hachi nivrach aleh shalosh brachos, you should have to be benching the birchas hamazon on wine. The Gemara answers, lo kavoy inchi sudaso alayu. Wine is not something people are kaveya suda. And therefore, the Gemara seems to be saying that besides the requirement of Sa'id, you also need it to be something that people are Koveya Suda on, which generally is Lechem. And therefore, that's why wine would not have Birchas HaMazon. But the Gemara does not answer that wine is not from Mechameshis Aminam, and therefore you can't have benching. And therefore, perhaps by the man, even though it's technically not from the Chameshis Aminim, since it was Sa'id, and it was at that time what the Kaviya Suda was on, so therefore perhaps benching the Shaykh on something, even if it's not from the Chameshis Aminim, as long as it's Sa'id, and it's the object which Kaviya Suda is on. And at that time of the Midbar, the Kaviya Suda was on the man. It was the lechem of that time. So perhaps that is why you could say Birchas HaMazon on the man, even though technically it's not from Chameshis Haminim. As far as other mitzvahs, the Ritva in Kiddushin and Daf Lamed Ches says there was no matzah possible from the man because again, it was not from Chameshes Aminim. And the Gilyoni Ashas says again, according to the Man D'Yama, that it's Tam and Mamashon would be changed, then perhaps the Man could get a din like Chameshes Aminim, and therefore there will be a possibility of having matzah from the Man. Another nafkamina, whether we hold just Taman or Tamu Mamashon change, would be as far as Machalos Asuras. Would a person be able in the midbar to think, I'd like this man to taste like chazer, I'd like this man to taste like basa b'chalav. If it was just that its tam changed into that, so there's no iser to eat a food that tastes like a chazer, or that tastes like basa b'chalav. But if we hold tam u'mamashon, that there was some physical change that made it as if it actually turned into that object, then perhaps there'll be surim of machalas asuris, abasa b'chalav. What would be the bracha rishayna on man? Again, this could also be tali in whether the man's tam changed to the food you wanted, or tam u'mamashan. If it was just the tam that changed, L'chayra, that would not have an impact on the bracha. As Taisus and Brachas Daf Lamed Ches tells us, even though Sheikher, beer, is made from Sa'irim, and anything that has Mechameshes Aminim, we say Baru name is Zonos, but here it's not Mamish Sa'irim that's in the beer, it's just the Tam. So that doesn't change the bracha. Similarly, if the man just had the Tam of the food you wanted, L'chayra, that would not change the bracha. If it was tam u'mamashon, that when you thought apple, it actually changed into the mamashes of an apple, so perhaps then the bracha would be borei priyot in such a case. It's brought b'shem the Rama mipanu, that the bracha on the man was hamoiti lechem min hashamayim. The Sfarnu, with Parshas B'Shalach, says, what was the Chil Shabbos in going about gathering the man on Shabbos? He says the Chil Shabbos was Iker Dava Migidulo. So Lefizeh, it seems the Sefarno held, that it was considered like a Mechubal Lekarka, the man. That when the man fell, when you went and picked it up, you were Iker Dava Migidulo, and it was like a Mechubal Lekarka. And many Achronim say, Lefi this Sefurno, that the bracha should be still Hamayti Lechem min Haaretz, not Hamayti Lechem min Hashamayim, but Hamayti Lechem min Haaretz, because it was considered like a Mechubal Lekarka. The Chazoy Nish paskins that if you have Yerakos, vegetables that grew in an Atzit She'en and Nakov, you make a bracha Bairi Pri Adama, even though they didn't grow in the ground. He holds that the Birchas Hanenin was Niskana ala Min. And since this Min is something that's a Min pre Adama, so even if we have a specific vegetable that did not grow in the ground, that grew in an Atzit Shein and Akiv, you would still make a Bore pre Adama. Perhaps we'll say by the Man similarly, if we're going to consider it Lechem, so we would make Hamoitzi Lechem in Haaretz, even if technically this man came min hashamayim, since the min in general of lechem is min haaretz, the bracha would be hamayti lechem min haaretz. In the middle of Amud Aleph of Daf Ayin Hay, the Gemara gives a number of drushes from the word kizera gad, that the man was called gad. One such drusha that it was magid them halachas, and they were able to paskin halachas from the man. The Gemara gives some examples. If a woman remarried and didn't wait the 3 months, and she had a child, and we didn't know whether it was a ben tes l'rishon or a ben zayin l'sheni, we would know from the man who the child belonged to. If the aimer for that person fell in the bias of the Rishon, we knew it was from the Rishon. Or if the Omer for that child fell in the bias of the Sheni, we knew the child was of the Sheni. Also, if there was a dispute over who owned an Eved, that one person said, it's my Eved, and you stole it from me, and the other one said, I bought the Eved from you, we will be able to tell where the Omer of the Mun, that for that Eved fell, who the Eved belonged to. As far as Ben Tesla Rishon or Ben Zion Liachron, the Gemara in Yevamah says, why does a woman have to wait 3 months before remarrying? So there's a machlokes in the Gemara. Shmuel says, we learn it out from a pasuk, Lios l'chol elokim ulazarach acharecha, that has to be havchana bein zaro shel aleph lazaro shel beis. Al Rava learns, it's a gzeira mishum shema yisa choso meyaviv. The Gevuras Ari is medayik from our sugya here in Yuma, that even according to Shmuel, learns it out from a pasuk, it's only an asmachta, it's not a true din daraisa. Because he says, if it was a true din daraisa, then they would have been waiting 3 months, even at the time of the mun falling. We're not mistam dealing with Rishaim, or we need the mun to figure out Ben Zion, the Shania, Ben Tesla, Rishon, because these was Rishaim who didn't wait the 3 months. Mistam, this was saying, in the usual case, we would be able to figure it out from the mun, which would mean on the Daraisidika level, there was no din of Havchana, and the Pasuk is just an Asmachta. But the more basic question is, how was it that we were able to rely on the mun to paskin these dinim? The case of the Eved was a case of mamonus. Who owned the Eved? By mamon, you need 2 Eidim to be mevarer. How was it that you were able to rely on the mun that should be of the problem of loy b'shamayimi? Should be no better than if a Navi would come and say, the Eved belongs to this person, we wouldn't listen to the Navi, you need Shnei Eidim. Even the case of Ben Zion Lashani or Ben Tesla Rishon, that's a case that could involve Misa, because based on who the father is, then if the son would go and be Makeh, the father, and make a Chabura, if it's his father, he's Chayiv Misa. If it's not his father, he's not Chayiv Misa. So that's a case that involves Misa, which certainly should need 2 Eidim. So how is it that we rely on the Bir of the Mun, we should have a problem of Loi B'Shamayim? There are 2 major basic approaches to this problem in the Achroinim. The Tosfos Yom HaKippurim learns that Be'emes, they did not rely on the Mun. And Moshe paskin alpi halacha and the rayas like any other din Torah. All that the Gemara means was that Moshe, to be mechazik his din, he would show the people the next day, see, I was right how I paskined. Look at the mon. The mon is mevarer and mechazik the din that I paskined. But the psak was definitely done through the regular way of rayas and halachas, because of the problem of Lo B'Shamayim Hi, and the psak was not done through the mun was just mechazik the din afterwards. The Bircha Yosef learns there's a chilek between if a Navi comes to paskin halacha versus a Navi coming to be mevarer a suffik b'metzias. Avada, if a Navi would come to try to paskin for us the machlokes yeish shelo midas, and the Navi would come and say heve yeish or lo heve yeish, that's lo b'shamayim hi, and we would not listen to the Navi. But he says if a Navi would come to be mevarer or metzias, that we could do. And he brings a raya, like the Gemara in Psachim says, in a case of truma tluya, shema yavo eliyo v'yitarena. Maybe Elio will come and be Metaret. So you see from there that we do rely on a Navi to be Mevara Suffolk B'Metzias. And therefore, similarly here, all the Navi was being Mevara the Metzias, who the Eved belongs to, or who the child's father is, and that we can rely on the Birer of a Navi, or in our case, the Birer of the Mun, and not have a problem of Lei B'Shamayim Hi. The Chasdei David comes to be Mekayim the words of the Taisis Yom HaKippurim. He says that case, like Elio coming to be Metaher, Truma Tluya, that's a case where an Eid Echad would be Neman. It's a case where you need a Shvacha, all you need is a Shvacha Birer. A case we don't know about the Tyre of the Truma. And if an Eid Echad would come and tell us whether the Truma is Tar Tameh, the Eid Echad Umi Neman Bisurim, so in such a case, Yavo Eliyov Itarena, there's the power of a Navi or of Elio to come and be Metarhet. But when we're dealing with the case of a Din Torah, Legabe Mominus, where there's a Machlaikis, who owns this Eved, where the Torah says you need the Bearer of two Edim, or of a case of Nefashis, where the Torah says you need the Bearer of two Edim, even if it's a Metzias, we would not rely on a Navi. That which we rely on a Navi is only cases where you need a Bearer of an Eid Echad. But in a case where the Torah says, Mominus, Misa, you need two Edim, then Avada, the Bearer of a Navi, would not be enough, and therefore the Bearer of the Mon would not be enough, and therefore the Taisus Yom HaKippurim is correct in saying that the Mon was not used here to paskin the Halacha. Just after Moshe paskin the Halacha based on the regular Din Torah, he was mechazik his words to the Kahal by showing them the Mon. The Meratz Chia says, even though it is true that at a Din Torah of Mamon or a Din Torah of Nefashos, you would need two Edim and would not be able to rely on a Navi. He says if you would have a Din Torah that does not require two Edim, for example, we take the case of the Ben Zion Lasheni or the Ben Tesla Rishon, and we have to paskin who the son has to have kibbut of the aim for. So that's something we could do al yedei Eid Echad. That we could use the Birur Haman to decide who is the father as far as the regular Dine Isser of Kibbut Aveim. Once it will be Isser Paskin for the Dine Kibbut Aveim, Ayyadei Haman, who the father is, then in the future down the road, if there will be a case of Makeh Aviv, we would be able to paskin Misa based on the two Edim that saw him hit the one that was determined to be the father by the Mon earlier. It would be similar to a case where the Rambam says, if an Eid Echad testifies, this is a piece of Nevela. So Eid Echad is Neman B'Yisurim and it's a Nevela. Let's say a month later, two Edim come and say, someone ate this piece of Nevela, that person could get Malkus. You could, once you mischazek that the thing is Nevela, based on the Eid Echad, and the Eid Echad is Neman for that, so then later on, we could give the person Malkus based on the two Edim. Therefore, he says, the Meratz Chias, that could be at least to explain what the Mon was doing in the case of Ben Zion Lasheni or Ben Tesla Rishon. The Mon was used to paskin who the son was Mechuyiv in Kibbut Aveim. So now it's Mischazek that is the person's father. If a year from now two Edim came and say that he was Makeh, this person, this father, he will be able to get Misa based on the Hischazkes that was created earlier by the Mon. And at least in the case of Ben Zion Larishon, Ben Tes Larishon and Ben Zion Lasheni, we would be able to understand how the Mon could be used to paskin. Another approach to deal with the problem of Lord Bashamayim is by the Kli Chemda in Parshas Vayakel. The Kli Chemda says that in the Midbar, Loi B'Shamayim he did not apply yet. Since the Torah was being given over the 40 years in the Midbar, as the different Parshas were given, during that time the Tak of the Torah was B'Shamayim he. And therefore, he says, during those 40 years in the Midbar, we were still able to paskin al yedei navi or al yedei neis, because the klal of leiba shemayim didn't apply yet. It didn't apply till the Torah was fully given and was no longer leiba shemayim. The Chassam Sofer has yet another approach. He says the whole reason she'ein ha-navi rashoi l'chadesh dava, he says, because it would come out, it would be out of control. He says every person can wake, every navi would say, I had a chalaim, and this is a new din, and the whole Yesodis min ha-Torah would be gone. But he says, Moshe himself, who was the one who was set up to give over the Torah, for him there was no cheshash of this. And therefore, the whole loy b'shamayimi, that a Navi cannot come to be mechadesh, applied to everybody else except Moshe. Moshe, who was the one given over to be the conduit of the Torah, to give it over to Klal Yisrael, he was exempt from loy b'shamayimi, and therefore he alone was able to be mevarer and paskin halachas through the use of the man. The Gemara near the bottom of the Amid Aleph tells us that the man was nishapech l'kama taimim, whatever taste the person wanted, taste cooked, taste baked, whatever taste he wanted, it tasted like. Rashi in Chumash says that the man was never actually cooked or actually baked, but just the person's machshava changed it into that taste. But actually, there was never any cooking or baking done to it. And the Pnei David al HaTorah, Parshish B'Shalach asks, if so, if it was never actually put in an oven or in a pot, what was it that Moshe said that on the sixth day they should do all the preparations, because tomorrow is a Shabbos and you won't be able to do it? They never actually cooked or baked it. What was it that they had to do on Friday that they couldn't do on Shabbos? The Pnei David answers, he says, since al yedei de machshava, it actually became cooked or baked, it actually changed into such an object, especially if we're going to learn like the man the Yama early in the Amid, that tam u'mamashan, it not only had the tam of what they wanted, but its mamash has changed into that. Therefore, the physical change of Bishel and Afia was done in it. And therefore, that itself, that machshava, would be usur on Shabbos, because since the machshava did the physical change of the Bishel or the Afia, so that would be Asur on Shabbos. L'chayra, this idea that you could be chayif a bishul done al yedei machshava would seem to be shver from the Gemara in Shabbos in Lamites. The Gemara there says that bishul bechama, bishul by putting something out in the sun, is not even Asur midrabanan. It's completely mutter. So how is it that Bishel al yedei machshava should be any worse than Bishel al yedei the chama, the sun? Perhaps we could say, based on the Rashi in Shabbos Lamites Amud Aleph, Rashi there says, why is it that Bishel b'chama is mutter? Mishum de lav urche b'kach. It's mashra from the Rashi that the afia or the bishul done by the sun is equivalent to bishul from the fire. But since ein urche bekach, it's not the usual way of cooking, so it's exempt from the malacha. It's a kalacha yad type of thing. In Cain, perhaps we could say by the man, where there was the urche way of even vashal it, that was the way you did it by machshava, so you wouldn't have that hetta. And therefore, the bishul ayyadei the machshava would be mechayev. The Igle Tal in Simen Yud Tes of Afia learns, explaining the Rashi, that what Rashi means, ein urche bekach, is that the bishul that's done ayyadei the chama is qualitatively different than bishul ayyadei ha'ar. And there's the chilek in what the result is. You don't get the same type of bishul. And therefore, that's why bishul ayyadei chama is muta. So again, according to the Rigle Tal, by the bishul ayyadei machshava of the man, which is going to accomplish the same thing as regular bishul, you would not have this heta. You're accomplishing the same thing. There's no qualitative difference. And perhaps also according to this Igle Tal, we could understand how the Bishul Ayyadei Machshava would be Chayiv on Shabbos. Rebbe Yashiv, Zeich Tzadik Levracha, in Zaharis on Masechtas Yuma, is Medayik from our blot, where it says that for the Tzadikim it fell as Lechem, while for the Beinonim it fell as Ugos, which was a state Kodem Afiyah. So he was medayik that this, that the man didn't need any preparation, was only for the tzaddikim. But the beinonim had to do some type of afiyah, some type of preparation. And therefore he says, these beinonim, that's the ones that Moshe was addressing, as a shatofu ofu v'yasatavashlu bashelu, because you're not able to do that on Shabbos Atzmo. An Amud Beis, the Gemara makes a drasha from Vayishtichu Lohem Shatayach, Melamed Sheyarad Lohem Yisrael Im Amon Dava Shetan Shchita, that with the man fell something that needed Shchita, the slav. The Gemara in Chulin has a machlekes of Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Yishmael holds that in the Midbar they were Asta, you could only bring Karbanas. They could not shecht basa taiva. They could only eat basa karban. And when what changed, when they came into Eretz Yisrael, they were able to shecht basa taiva. Rabbi Akiva learns that what changed when they went into Eretz Yisrael was that they were required shechita. While they were in the midbar, there was no requirement of shechita. Basa nechira was mutter to them. Only when they went into Eretz Yisrael was there any requirement of Shechita. And the Gemara in Chulin paskins like Rabbi Akiva. It would seem that our Gemara that says that with the man fell the slav, a dava shetan Shechita, is going not like we paskin, not like Rabbi Akiva, because according to Rabbi Akiva, in the midbar there was no Shechita, all that was required was Nechira. The Emes in Chulin, the Gemara asks on Rabbi Akiva from a different pasuk. When the people were complaining that they don't have meat, so Hashem said he's going to give them meat. So Moshe Rabbeinu said, Hatzon uvaka yishachet lahem. So you see from there, yishachet lahem, that there was a concept of shechita in the midbar. And the Gemara answers, Nechira shalahem zuhi shechitasam. The Nechira was the shechita. And the Tzlach writes that pshat is that according to Rabbi Akiva, nechira didn't mean stam killing the animal. It was a way of killing the animal through the simanim without all the dine shechita. But the misa was gone through the simanim. And al pi derech zeh, so we can explain our sugya also going according to Rabbi Akiva. Fell with the man, dava shetan shchita, lav dafcha shchita, according to Rabbi Akiva Nechira, but fell with the man, the slav, something that needed some type of halachic preparation, as opposed to chagavim and dagim, that just had to be killed, the slav needed a shchita, which according to Rabbi Akiva was done through Nechira. Nechira, the simanim, without all the halachas of shchita, but still some sort of hechsher. The Gemara brings in the middle of Amud Beis, Tanya Rebbe Yoyme, v'zavachta kasher tzivisicha, and this teaches us kasher tzivisicha, yet we don't find any commandments of shechita previous to this, that there must have been given bal peh to Moshe Rabbeinu on Sinai hilcha shechita. The Taz asks, how come when it says kasher tzivcha by the mitzvah of kibud aveim, we darshan that it, like kasher tzivcha previously bimara, while here where it says kasher tzivisicha by shchita, We say Kasha Tzivisicha Ban Har Sinai Bal Peh. Why don't we say Kasha Tzivisicha B'mara? The Taz says, because the Kasha Tzivcha by Kibbut Avaim was said during the Aseres Hadibros. So if it was said during the Aseres Hadibros, it must be referring to a previous time, and the only previous time possible would be Mara. As the post of the Vazavachta Kasha Tzivisicha, which was said by Arvos Mayev, so then the Kasha Tzivisicha could be referring back to Har Sinai, which was previous to Arvos Moav. The Plesi, however, answers using what we have said about the Shita of Rabbi Akiva. Since the Shita of Rabbi Akiva was that there was no Shchita with all its halachas in the Midbar, we cannot say Kasha Tzivisicha by Shchita applies back to Mara. Because the place he says a klal, all the mitzvahs that were commanded in Mara, Shabbos, Kibbut Avaim, were things that were immediately nogeya right then, not things that were going to be nogeya 40 years later when they went into Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, since according to Rabbi Akiva, there was no Hilcha Shchita in the Midbar, when it says v'zavachta kasha tzivisicha, it cannot be referring back to Mara, but it must be referring back to Har Sinai. The Gemara near the bottom of Amud Beis, Daf Ayin Hay, brings a drasha from the pasuk lechem abirim achal ish, that refers to the man, and the man was nivla beivarim, and that the normal digestive process with excretion didn't happen with the man. The Chazon Ish asks on our Gemara from the Gemara we brought earlier, Brachas Daf Memches. Gemara tells us there that Moshe was Mesakin Brichas HaAzan when the man fell. Clearly mashma that they said Brichas HaMazon on the man. So the Chazon Ish asks, if the man was Nivla Beivarim, it should be like saying Brichas HaMazon on food, Acha She'ava Shir Ikol, after the digestive process is finished already. We know by regular food that there's a certain amount of time you could bench after you eat, during the Shir Ikel. And here, since the man was Nivla Beivarim, the Shir Ikel was over already. So how was it that they were able to say Brichas HaMazon? The Chazon Ish is titled this in a Chakira of Rabbi Akiva Eiga in Shulchan Aruch Aruch Chaim Simen Kuf Pei Vav. Rabbi Akiva Eiga has a chakira there about the Iker Yisoid of the Chiyuv of Brichas HaMazon. Does the Chiyuv of Brichas HaMazon come from the Achila? Or does it come from the Sviya? And he says, what's the Nafkamina? Amongst many Nafkaminas he gives, an Einan. If an Einan eats a meal during the time of his Aninus, and then after the Kavura, when he is no longer an Einan, he is still Soveya. If the Achila is what's Mechayiv the Brichas HaMazon, the Achila was during his man Potter, and therefore he wouldn't bench. However, if it's the Sviya, the state of being Soveya, that's Mechayiv the Brichas HaMazon, then the Einan right now is during the time of Sviya is no longer an Einan, and therefore he would say Brichas HaMazon. So the Chazon Ish says, if it is the Sevilla that's Mechayiv Brichas HaMazon, that which a person cannot say Brichas HaMazon after the Shir Ikel is because there's no longer anything to be Mechayiv in Brichas HaMazon. It's the Sevilla which is Mechayiv him, and the Sevilla has passed already. However, if it's the Achila that's Mechayiv Brichas HaMazon, the reason a person can't say Brichas HaMazon after the Shir Ikel is because really he should have said Brichas HaMazon right after the Achila. The only thing is, as long as he's Soveya, so it's like a Hemshech of the Achila. It's as if the person still is having some Toiva or Hanah from the Achila. So what the Sevilla does is create a Hemshech from his Achila till he says Brichas HaMazon. Once the Shir Ikel has passed already, so there's no Hemshech to be made between his brichas amazon and his achila. But, says the Chazon Ish, if his achila is what's mechayev him in brichas amazon, the state of Sviya is just acting as a bridge between the achila and his brichas amazon. And therefore, says the Chazon Ish, by the mon, the person would be able to bench if he benched immediately. Going with this tzad in the chakira, that it's the achila that's mechayev the brichas amazon, and the sviya is just to create a hemshech between his brichas amazon and his achila. But in the case where he's saying the brichas amazon immediately after the achila, he doesn't need that sviya to make the hemshech. The brichas amazon goes directly on the achila. And therefore, says the Chazon Ish, that's how it would be possible that they would be able to say brichas amazon on the man. They would have to say the brichas amazon immediately after the achila of the man. The Magen Avraham and Simon Reish Tez Zayin brings the Kalbo, who says that which we don't make a bracha achrona and besamim on reyach is because by reyach it's always as if the sha'av ashir ikol. Because the shir ikel, the right after you spell the besamim, there's nothing left from it. So therefore, it blibes like it's always after the shir ikel. And the Chazon Ish asks on the Kalbo from his own svara, his own yesod. The Chazon Ish says, however, if you're going to make the bracha acharein on the reyach immediately after the besamim, immediately after you smell it, then we don't deal with shir ikel. Shir ikel is just something to make a hemshech between the achila or the smelling of the besamim and the bracha achrona. But if you're going to do it immediately afterwards, shir ikel would not matter. And therefore the Chazon Ish says, that's not the reason why we don't make a bracha achrona on reyach, but it must be the reason is, like the Rishonim brought down in Nida, that it's not a hanah chashuva l'sakin elav a bracha achrona. That reyach is not a chashuv enough hanah for them to be mesakin a bracha achrona. The panamiros in chelik beis in chav zayin and the minchas chinuch in mitzvah shin yud gimel both say that if someone eats a meal and then vomits before he says brichas amazon, that he would not say brichas amazon because the food is no longer in him. He's no longer soveya from the food. I saw brought down in a sefer that somebody asked Reb Chaim Kanievsky Shlita that according to the Chazon Ish, that if you are going to say brichas amazon immediately after the achila, then you don't need the sviya, because you don't need the sviya to make a hemshech between the achila and the brichas amazon, that in this case, if you ate and vomited, you should be able to say brichas amazon if you say brichas amazon right then, because you're saying it miyad. And the Sefer brings down that Reb Chaim answered the following, Shamati shemaron hachazon ish tziva levarechem heki akol. He, Taka, said, you should say brichas amazon if you vomited everything. The ain achrioso a lie, but the achrayas is not on me. Be'emes, the whole kasha of the Chazon Ish, as how they were able to bench on the man, is really tully in that the Chazon Ish viewed the sheer ikel as a physiological digestive process that's required to be going on for you to be able to say brichas amazon. The truth is, you could learn that the sheer ikel is just a simen that you still have some sevius from the food. And as long as the digestive process is going on, so you still have some hanah from the food. But by something like by the man, even if there's no digestive process going on, but the fact that the man made them have sevia, they felt full, they weren't hungry yet, so that alone would be equivalent to the ikel that's going on by normal food. The fact when they ate the man, they weren't hungry and didn't feel any hunger pangs for a certain amount of time. And that's be'emes the way Rebbe Yashav brings down in the Sefer Aris on Yuma, that says that really by the Maan, that's not a problem of the Chazon Ish, that the food was already nivla bei varm, was digested. That's just the normal shear of when Sviya is going on, that there's ekel going on. But by the Maan, the fact that they were full and Sviya, even if there was no digestive process, even if it was nivla bevarim, so that should be like a normal sviya and allow you to say Brichas HaMazon.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.